Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Vicki. My name is Catherine Fuchs, and I have a question.
Certainly.
I was billed two charges, and I'm not sure what I was billed for. Both in December. One was December 24th, and one was December 28th. For $49.97, and one was $7.45. Now, I bought something that I wasn't supposed to pay the regular price for, only the shipping and handling. So what did you send me? Can you tell me what you sent me?
Yes, ma'am. I need your zip code so I can pull up your account, please.
06473.
06473?
Or 06473, yeah.
06473. Last name Fuchs.
Correct.
F-U-C-H-S. H. Katie.
Yes.
Miss Katie, could you verify your shipping address? That's my mama's name.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
It's you asked me where I'm living. 67. Not had a good day today. Where am I? Is my head attached? Oh, Lord. They call me Lucy because I get myself in more trouble.
As in Ricardo.
Lucy without Ethel.
Oh,
Lucy
goodness.
Without Ethel. Where do I live? I moved from Florida to Connecticut, and I don't know why. I've been here 4 years. I'm still asking myself why. 67 Sackett Point Road, apartment 427, North Haven, Connecticut.
Well, you have a pleasant demeanor. I really appreciate that, Ms. Fuchs.
Well, you know, I laugh at myself more than anybody else because I buy things, and then that name meant nothing to me, and I thought, what did I buy?
Okay, here it is. It says that on the 24th of December, Christmas Eve last year, you paid shipping and handling for something called a Wi-Fi booster. You paid an additional $3.99 for a warranty for that booster. The reason they charged you $49.99, Ms. Fuchs, is because there was a disclaimer on that account. Once you pay the shipping, it states that they'll enroll you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. This is a membership fee of $49.97 that you get billed usually 48 hours after you pay that shipping. In this case, they didn't charge it for 4 days later, but it's because they give you a gift card to something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club for $125. And that's a monthly fee, and you get a monthly voucher for $125 for this.
I don't
Best
want
Consumers
any of that.
Gadgets Club. Well, you've already accrued $250 worth of credit on that card. I mean, you might as well take advantage of it. I can cancel that out for
you. Yeah, but how much do I have to pay?
Well, until you call in.
I have a limited budget, and I just thought all I had to do was pay the $7.45, and somebody said, you've been scammed.
No, it's not a scam. Because
don't tell me that.
It actually states, I just talked to a gentleman not an hour ago, and he called in immediately. He was like, I read the terms and conditions, and they say I'm going to be enrolled in some monthly program. I don't want that. So it is on that website. You just have to read the terms and conditions, especially when you're negotiating with your credit card online. There are always terms and conditions. So I can get it canceled out for you, and I have a cancellation number ready, Ms. Fuchs, when you're ready.
Okay, I need to cancel that. I will pay. I mean, I got it, so I will pay the $7.40 for the shipping. I have no problem with that. That's what I thought I was going to do. But that $3.99, that was from the Athletic Fitness?
No, that's the warranty on that fuel thing. I'm sorry, the Wi-Fi booster. I'm sorry. That was, hang on, let me go back over it with you from the top.
Okay. I feel stupid now.
No, ma'am, don't.
Because I guess I didn't read everything.
Right. That's all it is. It says that you paid $7.45 for the booster. It says PP warranty. So that's a warranty amount, that $3.99. The $49.97 was for that monthly fee. Now, what I'm going to do, Ms. Fuchs, and it's up to you whether you pursue it or not, but they did send you a link to ktfuchs1315@gmail, giving you the means to access that gift card. As I stated, you've already accrued $250 worth of credit on this gift card. Now, it's not a physical gift card. It's something that they're going to send you a link to. You click on the link. It takes you to the site where you can shop online at that Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
I'm so computer unsavvy. I don't understand.
Get somebody to help you, because that's $250 worth of credit you have at an online store. I don't care if they sold peanuts. I would get me $250 worth of peanuts and make peanut butter.
But the thing is, are they going? I have to pay for that then.
Yeah, they've already charged you that, ma'am. They charged you that. These charges, the last charge they sent was on the first. Now, I can refund you 35% of that last charge.
Of which one?
The $49.99.
You can't.
I can.
You can't help me with that.
Yes, ma'am. I can ask you to refund 50%. So I'm going to refund you $25 back now to your MasterCard ending 3816. That is the most they'll allow us to refund, ma'am. But I send it back to your MasterCard ending 3816. It'll be 3 to 5 business days, Ms. Fuchs, before you see that money back on your card. I sent you a cancellation confirmation along with a refund confirmation to, hang on just a second, that email address I just said, ktfuchs1315@gmail. You should get those emails momentarily. It's going to be a refund confirmation and a cancellation confirmation. I have a cancellation number to give you, just so you'll have it for quick reference.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in cancel. Are you ready? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
C as in cancel, 258.
Whoops.
256.
Mm-hmm.
756. So I'm sorry, it's 258-876-756. That's your cancellation number.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second for me, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Fuchs?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I just spoke with the supervisor, and actually, ma'am, I can refund you that whole $49.97 back.
Oh, I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
I
guess I'm your Ethel to your Lucy.
I appreciate that. I've been scammed more than once, and I am so paranoid at this point. And when somebody said to me, "You've been scammed," I said, "Oh, I haven't. They sent it to me. Blah, 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 blah." But then I got my bill. And I thought, what is this for? And the name didn't mean anything to me. So I thought I was like, I took a poll because I had taken all my, I thought it was a COVID shot reply or something. I was trying to. I did that. And I thought, oh, you know, they're giving us something. And this is all I have to pay. And somebody said, no, that's never the right thing. And I thought, oh, well, what have I done now? And
the only thing is, Ms. Fuchs, whenever you do anything, I don't care if it's with Costco, Amazon, Walmart, anybody, just read, go find terms and conditions, terms and agreement, and they're usually right up under there, you know, and they'll say, I agree to the terms and conditions. A lot of times they'll already have it checked, but you have to read the terms and conditions thoroughly, because they're, by law, they have to include these, like the fact that they would charge you $49.97 by law, that's somewhere on that website. And it's up to the consumer to protect yourself by reading through it thoroughly. They may already have it clicked. You know, they may already have that box checked. You can uncheck it. No, I don't agree to pay anything in addition to the shipping and handling. And what that'll do is kick it out the system. They won't let it go through if you don't agree. But once you agree to those terms and conditions, they're deemed legal and valid, you know?
Everybody says, buy on, I got scammed on Amazon, and I was out a lot of money. And I
Amazon?
Thought I learned Amazon.
Wow.
What had happened was I was on in Dr. Phil's virtual audience.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And we got a gift card for $100.
Right.
Because of being in a virtual audience, it was all done over the computer, and it was a one-click thing, and I don't understand any of it. But I have a $100 credit with them somewhere. I can't find where it is. But in the meantime, they were giving me a problem with my email.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Because somebody had told me to join 4 years ago, and I ended up getting a credit card with them, and I really didn't want that. I don't buy on stuff online. I buy very little online. So I had, oh my God, I had somebody break into my call, and I said, how come I can't get through with my password and my, well, because somebody else has that. I said, it's probably me. I canceled it 4 years ago.
Right.
Well, we keep the numbers. And I said, after I've canceled it,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's me. How can it's the only email I've got. And I didn't get on Google because I didn't want to have 65 emails and stuff. I just don't understand it. I don't know what I'm doing in this 21st century. I really don't. 76 and I'm dangerous. So somebody came on the phone and said, somebody has just charged $816 on your account. And I let them into my account and they took it right out of my bank. And they said, because I let them in, they weren't going to help me.
Right. Wow.
A very hard lesson. But I guess I didn't learn it well enough because I didn't read the small print or whatever.
Right. Okay, well, you're all canceled out. You've been refunded $49.97, ma'am. They won't charge you anything else. And yes, ma'am. And you should have already gotten those emails if you want to check them, Ms. Fitz.
Okay. I haven't gotten on my computer yesterday.
Okay.
You know, that's how I'm really not into all this stuff, trying to be savvy, and I'm being stupid. And so
no, don't say that. No, don't say
your
that.
Help.
Yes, ma'am.
I've forgotten your name, though. You've
Vicky with an I.
V-I-C-K-I. Thank you. So where are you calling me from? You sound like Southern Belle.
Oh, Lord. I am. I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, you are?
Yes, ma'am.
I used to live in Florida, and I miss it, so I don't know what I'm doing in Connecticut.
I used to live in D.C., and I miss it, so.
Do you really?
Well, not right now, because there's snow then, and it's 10. The wind chill factor last night was 2 below, and the high for the day was 10 degrees, so I'm not missing it that much right now.
Well, we're supposed to have that tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard.
That's supposed to arrive here tomorrow. So, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing here either. I came for family, but then that didn't really work the way it was supposed to.
Famous last words. Yep, tell me about it. Well, Miss Fuchs, it's
so
been a
much.
Pleasure talking to you. You enjoy the rest of your day. Stay warm. Stay safe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You as well. You've been a pleasure, Miss Fuchs. Have a good afternoon.
Well, so have you, and I do appreciate it. Trust
yes,
me.
Ma'am. Thank you
thank
for all the support. You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.